So last week, we started a series on healing, and we went through quite a few scriptures just establishing the fact that, first of all, that sin is the cause of sickness in the earth, generally speaking. So, in other words, God created Adam and Eve, and there wasn't any sickness there. God did not create man to be sick. He created man to be in his presence, to live forever. And Eve and Adam sinned and basically listened to the devil, to Satan. And Satan is the author of, he was the one that influenced man to sin. So at that point, sin entered the earth, and we read scriptures that death through sin came in to mankind where there wasn't any before. And so the ultimate start of death in the earth, or sickness, all kind, whatever, however death shows up, whether it's in our physical body or just in our relationships, all that was through Satan coming in and influencing Adam and Eve to sin, to yield to him, go after him, and that produces death, whereas going after God produces life. And so at that point, sin entered the earth, and it took, Adam was 900 and some odd years before he died. It took a long time for his body to give into the effects of death in the earth, and the people lived a long time at that point. But Jesus, the point is, Jesus came to put our relationship and put our position back to where it was before that fall. God had original intentions for man. He wanted certain things for man. He created man not to die and to be sick. He created man to enjoy health and just prosperity in every area of life, as far as just like any, like we would want for our children. He had intentions for man, but because Adam and Eve yielded to Satan, it brought death in the world. And so there's all this death. It has produced sickness. It's produced unhealthy things in all areas of life, and that's how it's come. Well, Jesus came to restore us back to that original position. He came to provide a way for us to go back and be the way God created us to be in the first place. And so the root, when we're talking specifically about healing and health and how it relates to sickness, the root of sickness is sin. So the point we are making is, if we can deal with the root, if we can deal with what was the actual problem that brought sickness and disease into the earth, then we've dealt with the symptom, which is sickness. Sickness in itself is just a symptom of originally sin and death coming into the world. So then Jesus came to redeem us, to set us free from that, so that that sickness and the sin that happened originally would not have dominion over us, that we could be the way Adam was originally. And so we just established that, number one, that sin was the original cause of sickness. And then the point that we are going to today is to say that Jesus dealt with, when he dealt with sin, he dealt with sickness at the same time. But we did sum up, just so there wasn't any loose ends last week, so that that could kind of stand on its own, is that we'll just start here and read a few scriptures in Romans. Turn to Romans 5:12. This kind of sums up all of what we were saying last week and then leads us into what we're going to say this week. Romans 5:12. It says, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world," which Adam, through Adam, sin entered the world. It wasn't here before. "And death through sin," which is what we were just saying, "and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. and the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So basically, essentially, we're saying that sin entered the world, and when sin entered the world, death entered the world, and sickness is a symptom of death. Now, we had other scriptures to tie those two together, that sickness is a symptom of death. So what we're saying then is, Jesus came to deal with sin. He came to deal with the root. And when he dealt with the root, he dealt with sickness, which is a symptom. So we don't have to be sick because Jesus has dealt with the root of it. And it's the same. And so, we'll get into some scriptures then that go along those lines. So in the Old Testament, obedience meant health. There are several scriptures that when the law of Moses was laid out, it says, if you will do this, you won't be sick. If you will follow what I've told you, you won't be sick. And so we're going to read a few of those scriptures and then go on from there. In Exodus 15, 26, let's turn back, way back to the Old Testament. Exodus 15, 26. So it says there, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. That literally says, in essence, for I am the Lord who is your physician. I'm the Lord your physician. I'm the one that heals you. I am not the one that's trying to keep you sick or make you sick. I'm the one that heals you. I'll be getting ahead of myself. So here it's saying, basically, it's tying obedience to health. And let's go now a few chapters back, Exodus 23, 25. Exodus 23, 25. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you, away from your midst. Sickness won't even be known among you. If you'll do what I'm telling you, now this is Old Testament, we're setting something up though, but he's telling you, if you'll keep my commands I'm setting before you, and do what I've told you to do, sickness won't even be in your midst. He's telling us that following him results in health. It's a result. It's a benefit. Let's turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So in verse 3 it says, who forgives all your iniquities, forgives your sins, and who heals all your diseases. Sins, forgiveness of sins and the healing of sickness goes together. If you can deal with the forgiving of sins, then you can deal with the healing of sickness and disease. God, if we don't have any, see, because sin or because sickness is a result of us being imperfect, if Adam would have never sinned, there would have been no sickness, no death on him. There is no death in God. God's perfect. He doesn't have any, there isn't when, you know, we go to heaven, there's not going to be people dying in sickness. There is no sickness. There isn't anything like that death has produced. So if we deal with sin to where we are righteous, righteousness being right standing with God, a good position with God, being in that position that Adam had before he sinned. If we're in that position, and we are basically, Jesus has come and been, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but we'll just insert this. If Jesus has made a sacrifice for us himself, so that God looks at us and doesn't see us in our mess ups, but he looks and sees Jesus. Now Jesus doesn't have sickness. Jesus went around healing sickness and disease. We have the same position. We're not God, but we have that same position in the family because of what Jesus did. God looks at us and sees the blood of Jesus. So if we're righteous like him, if we're in right standing like him, if we don't have sin, then the result of sin was sickness. And so sickness has no a dominion over us, or it doesn't have, it can't stay on us. It cannot affect our lives if we don't let us. If we know what is in the benefit package, if like we said here in Psalm 103, it says, forget not all his benefits, who heals all your, or forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. If we know that, if we can believe that God, because of Jesus, we are in right standing with him and we're going to spend eternity with him. If we can believe that and have faith for our eternity, and right now, believing that we're in right standing with him, it goes right along with it that he, like we read back in Exodus, that he is also our healer. If we've accepted him as our Savior, we can accept him as our healer. And that just because we mess up or we do something wrong, it doesn't change our position with God because it's not based on us, it's based on Jesus. Well, it's the same thing. Just because we don't live life perfect and do everything perfect, if we know that God is our healer, then our position hasn't changed. He's still our healer. He is still able to make us, to sustain us in health, to drive out the effects of disease. That's what Jesus went around doing. We read this last week in Acts 10:38. It says that God went around, or Jesus went around, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, that he went around doing good in healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. He went around healing people and bringing life to them. And that's one of the benefits that because God, through Jesus, dealt with sin, he also dealt with sickness. So we have the ability to live a life of health the way God intended it to be. Now we're going to read a few more scriptures along those lines. If you turn to Isaiah 53, 4 through 5, it says there, surely he, now this is prophesying, and we're going to see this is prophesying of Jesus, that he's going to come, the Savior, the Messiah. This is back in Old Testament, and Isaiah was a prophet, and he was writing these things down before Jesus ever walked the earth. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Now he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken. See, Jesus was made a sacrifice not only for our sin, but at the same point for our sickness. And this is, this point is made, and you turn to Matthew in the New Testament, Matthew 8:17, it quotes Isaiah. So Isaiah is prophesying of this Messiah that's going to come and deal with the sins and sicknesses of mankind. And so in Matthew 8:17, let's go back to 16. It said, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with the word, and he healed all who were sick. Physical sickness. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. See, it said that he took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses back in Isaiah 53. And he's saying, Matthew's saying, these people have been healed. Jesus is going around healing people. And this happened to fulfill what Isaiah said, that he would be our healer. He's not. So in other words, if Isaiah was just back there and he was prophesying and we read it and we were just trying to make that fit in the New Testament, that'd be one thing. But here we have the New Testament saying this is what this meant. This is what Isaiah was saying, that indeed when Jesus was going around healing people, he was doing it as the healer. He was doing it as the Messiah, where it said in Isaiah was talking about Jesus, that he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He took them. He took our sicknesses and bore infirmities. When he was there taking those stripes, he was a sacrifice. He was the one that, however that works in the universe, he took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. The stuff that should have been on us, and rightly so, because we have sin, he took the punishment for sin. He took the punishment for the sickness and disease so that he bore them. He bore our sickness so we don't have to be sick. See, it'd be like, you know, you have a debt that needs to be paid, and somebody, you know, your mortgage, if you have a mortgage, I don't know. Let's say you had a mortgage, and somebody comes along and paid your mortgage for you. Now, it'd be silly for you to go down and still be making payments to the bank because your mortgage is paid. Somebody else bore your payments. They bore your debt. They took it and said, "I'll take that. I'm going to pay your mortgage." And so then you go and you don't know that, and you're still sending checks to the company thinking, "I still have this debt. I have to go pay this." Well, if you don't know and those people were dishonest, your money is going for nothing except to make somebody else wealthier when it has already been taken care of. Well, it's the same thing. If we don't know that part of the package that we received when Jesus gave himself a sacrifice for us, he bore our sickness as well. If we believe that he bore our sin, and part of that package is he bore our sickness. So if we know that, then if he bore it, there's no reason for me to bear it. There's no reason for me to be sick when he was already sick in my stead. But if we don't know that, I guarantee you, Satan, who's the author of sickness and disease, he's the author in this world. We have to stand up and say, look, this has already been taken. This has already been done away with. And we're going to get to that, how we walk that out. But we just, in a nutshell, we just have to do exactly like what we do on the sin side of the equation. We have to say, look, Jesus is my Savior. Therefore, if I don't walk perfectly, it's still him that keeps me right with God. He's my healer. If I receive him as my healer, if I receive him as my physician, and he has already bore my sickness, he bore it, he took it, he paid. So if he's paid it, I don't have to pay it. And if we believe that and act on it and act like it's ours, then it's ours. We have to receive it by faith and believe it. But it's a benefit of being in the family of God. Let's read, there's an example of how these two go together. Mark 2, verse 1. Let's turn a few pages to Mark 2. Mark 2, verse 1. It says, again, he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. This guy's paralyzed. He can't do that. Immediately he rose, took up the bed and went out in the presence of all. So they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. Jesus is saying, look, you're telling me I'm blaspheming because only God can forgive sins. He said, which is easier, to forgive sins or to heal somebody that can't walk? For man, both are impossible. But he says, so that you know that I can forgive sins, get up and walk. He's telling him, look, this is impossible. You, somebody forgiving your sins, only God can do that. Only God can do both of them, either one of them. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm God. Get up and walk. And because he's done that, he, through Jesus, our sins are forgiven, and at the same time, then, our sins, our sickness has been dealt with. And we see this later, you know, it didn't start, it wasn't just Jesus, and let's just go here. It wasn't that, it didn't stop with Jesus, and somehow Jesus, just because he was the Son of God, went around doing this. No, he gave that power to us and gave us the ability, like we've read in the Old Testament then, we read in Exodus that it's a benefit, he's our healer, and it's a benefit of serving God to be free from disease, free from sickness, that we don't have to have that. Because he fulfilled the old covenant, because he did all those things that it said, if you do this, you'll be healed. If you do this, you'll be well. You won't have sickness. Jesus fulfilled that for us. So through him, we are righteous and we can receive the benefits of obedience. And then that, it's just a covenant that we have that we just have to know our rights and we take advantage of it and say, you know what, that's part of the covenant. Like it said in the Psalms, God forgives our sicknesses or forgives our iniquities and he heals all our diseases. And so if we know that, then we can go forth and we can be walking in health instead of in sickness. And this didn't stop with Jesus, what I was going to say. This did not stop with Jesus. If we read, let's just turn over there, read a couple more scriptures and then we'll be done. In Acts, let's see, I believe it's Acts 3. Acts 3:1. So here's Peter and John now. It says, now Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who enter the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. So there's a guy that's crippled and he's laying at the temple, begging. So, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. He expected to see, you know, receive money. Verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, and walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging at the alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that, at what had happened to him. Now a few scriptures back, just a moment. In Acts 28, Acts 28, verse 8, this is Paul, he's on the island of Malta. He says, and it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went into him and prayed, and he laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. The whole island, all the people that had sickness and disease were healed. So anyway, it wasn't just Jesus that went about healing good and healing people. The disciples, not even just the people that were just directly with Jesus. Paul, he wasn't directly with Jesus. He went and prayed for people. And there's nothing in the Bible that says that that has ever stopped. Nothing in the Bible says healing has ever been done away with or that anything has changed. And just these people that heard about God and heard what Paul preached, they were healed. And God has promised us that that's part of our covenant. We can pray for people to be healed, but at the same time, it's just part that he's our physician. He's our healer. It's part of our package that we get with him. And that Jesus dealt with sin, so he dealt with sickness, and that's our right and our privilege. And we're going to get into next week a little more of just, practically and how just that's received by faith like anything else. But the point for today is that Jesus has dealt with the two together. And that if we can believe, I mean, think about it. If we can believe that our eternal salvation, that if something were to happen to it, and right now that we are right with God because of what we read in the Bible, if we can believe that, we can believe that Jesus has made us right with God, and that were anything to happen to us, once we step off this earth, that we are right with him, and that for eternity we're right for him. If we can believe that, at the same time, it says that we are redeemed from sickness, that we don't have to be sick. Sometimes sickness, something comes on us, and it's so, because that's real, it's right in front of us, it's tempting to make that more real than what God's word says, which we'll get into this next week. But there's no difference between the two. If we can believe that Jesus has redeemed us from, or that he was our sacrifice for sins, then right on the other hand, the Bible also says that he's redeemed us from sickness. And if we can believe that, that's when it becomes real in our lives. We just have to believe it regardless of what we see, because reality, what God has said, is more real than anything we see, and that the symptoms have to bow to what is in God's word. So we'll talk about that more next week.